Hi, this is Mary Wilson on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
And don't understand how much antagonism there is toward women and how many people wish we could turn the clock back. One of the things people always say to you when you get upset is don't take it personally, but listen hard to what's going on in the world, and I beg you to take it personally. Understand this. Every attack on Hillary Clinton for not knowing her place is an attack on you. When Elizabeth Dole pretends she isn't really serious about her career, that is an attack on you. The acquittal of O.J. Simpson is an attack on you. Any move to limit abortion rights is an attack on you, whether or not you believe in abortion. The fact that Clarence Thomas is sitting on the Supreme Court today is an attack on you.
Good evening and welcome everyone. I am Savoir Faire, host of Songs from the Squid Pod. Tonight I've got a very special show lined up for you as we celebrate Women's History Month, which you probably have guessed after hearing Nora Ephron's commencement address to the class of 1996 at Wellesley. If you're unfamiliar with Nora, she was an American journalist, writer, and filmmaker. She is best known for her romantic comedy films such as Silkwood, When Harry Met Sally, and Sleepless in Seattle. Since this is a specially themed version of the Squid Pod, I've relaxed the focus on the 80s, but fear not, I've got plenty of great female artists from the 80s for you. And that includes the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. 40 years ago this week, this single by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts jumped from number 9 to number 3 on the US Hot 100, where it would eventually reach number 1. Name the single. The answer to the Squid Pod Trivia Question of the Week is coming up at the end of the show, so keep it right here on 91.5 FM. You may, however, text the answer to the station at 781-350-3264. I will be monitoring it live for the next hour. I also post the Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question on Twitter at Squid Pod Radio, so feel free to DM the answer to the show's account. In the background, you are listening to Tron Scherzo, as composed by Wendy Carlos, who wrote the score for Tron. Carlos also composed the scores for Clockwork Orange and The Shining, but she is probably best known for her 1968 album Switched on Bach, an album of music by Johann Sebastian Bach performed on a Moog synthesizer, which won her 3 Grammy Awards. Wendy Carlos was born Walter Carlos and transitioned in 1972. The Squid Pod recognizes that trans women are women. The LA Public Library hosts live performances for young audiences called Teen-tastic Tuesdays, and back in 2021, an all-female high school band called the Linda Lindas went viral, racking up millions of views online and landing them a spot on Jimmy Kimmel's late night show. The first 2 songs from the show tonight are from the Linda Lindas, and the third is from Le Tigre. They have a common theme, but I'll talk more about that at the break, so stick around. Celebrating Women's History Month, here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
A little while before we went into lockdown, a boy in my class came up to me and said that his dad told him to stay away from Chinese people. After I told him that I was Chinese, he backed away from me. Eloise and I wrote the song based on that experience.
So this is about him and all the other racist, sexist boys in this world.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Yeah! and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your mail sack.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your mail sack.
I rock on with my pants off, cause it's a must. It's the lady of rage still kicking up dust. So let me loosen up my bra strap. And let me boost it with my raw rap. Cause I'ma break it down to the nitty gritty one time. When it comes to the lyrics, I get busy with mine. Busy as a beaver, you best believe her. This grand diva's running with the speed of a cheetah. Me the lyrical murderer, I'm serving them like two scoops of chocolate. Check out how I rock it. I'm the one that's throwing bolos. You better roll a rolo to find out I'm the number one solo. The capital R-A, now kick it to the G-E. I bring the things to light, but you still can't see me. I flow like a monthly, you can't cramp my style. For those that tried to punk me, here's a pampering child. No need to say mo, check the flow. Rage in the back once more, so now you know I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs. I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs. Now I'm hitting MCs like how you get. Ain't no doubt about it, I'm the undisputed. So what you wanna do is back on up. I'll tap that butt, wax the cuts, pass the bucks. Don't put your money on the breadwinner. I kick lyrics so dope that the brothers call them head spinners. I got the tongue that is outdone anyone. From the rising to the setting of the sun or the moon, I consume the room with doom. When I hear the kick of an 808 bass, boom, boom, bam, gap, damn. I'm hitting so hard you can say it's a grand slam. Off a chunk when they feel the funk of the rhythm that I give them. Let it hit them, split them, did it, now I'm rid of them, yeah. I put that on my unborn kids. Rage in the back, so you know how it is. I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your band say.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your band say.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
I rock on with your band say.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs. Now ever since my debut, I continue to lay you flat on your back from the raps that I spat. Spit, oh, ish, I'm ish. You can't get with the rage, then tough pity. I pity the fool that gets with the lyrical murderer, cause my shit is rude. You wanna get with the wickedness with that big body girl that's kicking it, ripping it apart like Jason. You'll be chasing a dream like Freddy. Are you ready for the cream de la creme? I'm steam pressuring those who ain't measuring up. I keep competitive stuff in the muck with they butt up. What you wanna nut up like cashew? Don't you know that I will mash you for real? That's the deal. I'm straight out of Farmville, VA.
So what you gotta say?
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your band say.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your band say.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your band say.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Rock on with your band say.
I am the roughest, roughest, roughest.
Say what?
I am the toughest, toughest, toughest. I am the roughest, roughest, roughest.
Say what, say what, say what.
I am the toughest, toughest, toughest. I am the roughest, roughest, roughest.
Say what,
I am the toughest, toughest, toughest. I am the roughest, roughest, roughest.
Say what,
I am the toughest, toughest, toughest. Get with the roughest, roughest. Get with the toughest, toughest. Get with the roughest, roughest. Get with the toughest, toughest.
With the Afro puff, handcuff that shit fun, and trick the shit. I even guaranteed to tear the shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Quand tu me dis que tu n'as pas d'autre fille, que je sais parfaitement que tu mens. Tout le monde sait que tu me trompes souvent. Alors méfie-toi, je t'avertis maintenant. Ces bottes sont faites pour marcher.
heures pour te quitter. Tu mens tellement que c'est plus fort que toi. Et tu ne sais jamais où est la vérité. Comme tous les enfants, tu crois être un homme. Et toi, dans ma vie, tu ne m'as rien donné. Ces bottes sont faites pour marcher. Et tu vas le regretter. Car je mettrai ces bottes un jour ou l'autre pour te quitter. Tu joues avec le feu et tu t'amuses. Mais un jour viendra, tu vas te brûler. Ha! Un autre a pris ta place et moi je l'aime. Yeah. Et ce qu'il est, tu ne le sauras jamais. Ses bottes sont faites pour marcher. Et tu vas le regretter. Car je mettrai ses bottes un jour ou l'autre pour te quitter. Et maintenant, c'est toi que je vais faire marcher.
What you say, boy? You tryna play coy like a game boy? Hit my phone, boy. Is your homeboy? Are you alone, boy? Come give me dome, boy. Got a boy with degrees, a boy in the streets, a boy on his knees, he a man in the sheets. Sheesh, it's all Greek to me. Got this boy speaking Spanish. I hit my beer.
Baby, I don't need you. I just wanna freak you. I heard you a freak too.
What's 2 + 2? Mississippi boys, inner city boys. I like the pretty boys with the bow tie. Get your nails did, let it blow dry. I like a big beard, I like a clean face. I don't discriminate, come and get a taste. From the playboys to the gay boys. Go and slay boys, you my fave boys.
Baby, I don't need you.
I don't need.
I just wanna freak you.
I want it, yeah.
I heard you a freak too.
That's right. What's 2 + 2?
Distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tonight we're celebrating Women's History Month and began the show with the Linda Lindas live recording from their viral 2021 performance at the LA Public Library. That track was Racist Sexist Boy. During their performance at the library, the Linda Lindas wore Tees for Togo t-shirts. Tees for Togo is an organization set up by Kathleen Hanna, founder and frontwoman for Bikini Kill and Le Tigre, two of the early pioneers of the riot girl scene from the early 90s. Tees for Togo sells t-shirts that help pay for girls to go to school in Togo for 1 year. Speaking of Bikini Kill, the Linda Lindas not only landed their cover of Bikini Kill's Rebel Girl in the 2021 Netflix film Moxie, but also an appearance in the film. Moxie was directed by Amy Poehler. It's about a young woman who starts a feminist zine to empower the young women in her high school. And for the third song in that mini theme trio, we got to hear from Kathleen Hanna herself fronting Le Tigre. We listened to Hot Topic from their self-titled debut from 1999. We then took a trip across the pond and back to 1978 to hear X-Ray Specs frontwoman Polystyrene add to the punk conversation with I Am a Poser from their one and only album, Germ-Free Adolescence. Back to the States to hear Virginia rapper The Lady of Rage and her 1994 single Afro Puffs. And yes, that is Snoop Dogg on backing vocals. If you're a fan of Emily in Paris, then I'm sure you're a fan of Muguette's C'est Beau Sans Fait Pour Moucher, which I'm sure you recognize as a cover of Nancy Sinatra's 1966 These Boots Are Made for Walking. Muguette's cover is also from 1966. And Lizzo wrapped up the first set with her 2018 single, Boys. Still plenty more to get to tonight on the 2022 Squid Pod celebration of Women's History Month.
I still dream of Organon. I wake up crying. You're making rain, and you're just in. Escape me, you're like my yo-yo that glows in the dark.
I am here as a soldier who has temporarily left the field of battle in order to explain what civil war is like when civil war is waged by women. Suppose the men of Hartford had a grievance, and they'd laid that grievance before their legislature, and the legislature obstinately refused to listen to them or to remove their grievance. What would be the proper and the constitutional and the practical way of getting their grievance removed? Well, it is perfectly obvious. At the next general election, the men of Hartford would turn out that legislature and elect a new one. But let the men of Hartford imagine that they were not in the position of being voters at all, that they were governed without their consent being obtained, that the legislature turned an absolutely deaf ear to their demands. What would the men of Hartford do then? They couldn't vote the legislature out. They would have to make a choice of two evils. They would either have to submit indefinitely to an unjust state of affairs, or they would have to rise up. Your forefathers decided that they must have representation for taxation many, many years ago, when they felt they couldn't wait any longer, when they laid all the arguments before an obstinate British government that they could think of, when every other means had failed. They began by the Tea Party at Boston, and they went on until they had won the independence of the United States of America. We are called militant, and we are quite willing to accept the name. We are determined to press this question of the enfranchisement of women to the point where we are no longer to be ignored by the politicians. You have to make more noise than anybody else. You have to make yourself more obtrusive than anybody else. You have to fill all the papers more than anybody else. We wear no mark. We belong to every class. We permeate every class of the community from the highest to the lowest. And so you see, in the Women's Civil War, it is absolutely impossible to deal with it. You cannot locate it, and you cannot stop it. We have brought the government of England to this position, that it has to face this alternative. Either women are to be killed, or women are to have the vote. You won your freedom in America when you had the revolution, by bloodshed, by sacrificing human life. You won the Civil War by the sacrifice of human life when you decided to emancipate the slaves. Human life for us is sacred. But we say, if any life is to be sacrificed, it shall be ours. We won't do it ourselves, but we will put the enemy in the position where they will have to choose between giving us freedom or giving us death.
By sharing an interesting coincidence that has actually meant a great deal to me over the years. As it happens, I share a birthday with the first Black woman ever to be appointed as a federal judge, the Honorable Constance Baker Motley. We were born exactly 49 years to the day apart. Today, I proudly stand on Judge Motley's shoulders, sharing not only her birthday, but also her steadfast and courageous commitment to equal justice under law. Judge Motley's life and career has been a true inspiration to me as I have pursued this professional path. And if I am fortunate enough to be confirmed as the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, I can only hope that my life and career, my love of this country and the Constitution, and my commitment to upholding the rule of law and the sacred principles upon which this great nation was founded will inspire future generations of Americans. Thank you again, Mr. President, for this extraordinary honor.
So long since we saw each other.
That's a wrap for tonight's 2022 Squid Pod celebration of Women's History Month. I'm Savoir-Faire, and I've been your host for this evening. Be sure to join me next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp for a great 80s synth-pop themed show I've been working on. But for now, I've got the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. If you missed it, tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week was... 40 years ago this week, this single by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts jumped from number 9 to number 3 on the US Hot 100, where it would eventually reach number 1. Name the single. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is I Love Rock and Roll. That's a cover of the UK's Arrows 1975 original. Joan Jett originally recorded her version with Sex Pistols' Steve Jones and Paul Cook back in 1979, but redid it again with the Blackhearts in 1981. Before I sign off, let's chat about what you've been listening to. We started the last set with Kate Bush's Cloud Busting from her 1985 release, Hounds of Love. Lena Lovitch followed with her 1981 classic, New Toy. We then heard a reenacted excerpt of Emmeline Pankhurst's Give Me Freedom or Give Me Death speech, which she gave in Hartford, Connecticut in 1913. Emmeline Pankhurst was an English suffragette who founded the Women's Social and Political Union, who were known for their civil disobedience policies. Twin sisters Tegan and Sarah gave us Hell, the song from their 2009 release, Sainthood. The Creatures were a side project that came about during the recording sessions for the Susie and the Banshees album Juju. We listened to Manchild from 1989's Boomerang. Another Women's History Month soundbite followed, this time featuring Ketanji Brown Jackson's remarks on her nomination to the Supreme Court. And wrapping up tonight's Women's History Month special here on Songs from the Squid Pod, Swedish musician Molly Nilsson gave us Hey Moon from her 2008 release, These Things Take Time. In 2011, American artist John Mouse overlaid his vocals with Molly's and added some light synth work, but after Mouse was spotted at the MAGA rally on January 6, Nilsson, who's a supporter of Antifa, re-released her original version of Hey Moon and donated all proceeds to Black Lives Matter organizations around the world. Have a great weekend, everyone. Just a reminder, it's a fact. If you're vaccinated against the coronavirus, you are less of a risk to others. Be mindful, be kind. Stay safe, get vaccinated if you haven't already, and be sure to get the booster as soon as possible. The mandates in the greater Boston area will be lifted soon, but until then, don't forget to wear a mask that covers your nose and mouth when you're out and about. Ciao.
About 17, he was going strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. you home where we can be alone. And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
Whatever you choose, however many roads you travel, I hope that you choose not to be a lady. I hope you will find some way to break the rules and make a little trouble out there. And I hope you'll choose to make some of that trouble on behalf of women.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Right now, the COVID-19 vaccines are available to millions of Americans, and soon they will be available to everyone.
This vaccine means hope. It will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
I want to go back to work and I want to be able to move around.
To visit with Michelle's mom, to hug her and see her on her birthday.
You know what I'm really looking forward to is going to opening day in Texas Ranger Stadium with a full stadium.
We've lost enough people and we've suffered enough damage.
In order to get rid of this pandemic, it's important for our fellow citizens to get vaccinated.
I'm getting vaccinated because we want this pandemic to end as soon as possible.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
So roll up your sleeve and do your part.
This is our shot.
Now it's up to you.